Thank you for remembering. I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone. That's why the guitar is hanging on me. You know, I love the opportunity to stretch. I love the opportunity to do something different. And I also know, maybe because I'm double Virgo, but I bring along my creature comforts. I bring along everything I need just in case. So I got a few things up here. Just to allow me to be in my place of balance, because I'm willing to jump off whatever cliff I'm on at this moment to be fully present. I'm not sure what's going to come out of this, so we'll just meet at the end and celebrate that. But I want you to know that I've been working on the title of just even figuring out what to do on the drive up. I drive about 25,000 miles a year, and I don't have to, but there's something about being on the road. There's something about being out there that invites me to show up. You know, I could sit at home and do the practice all the time and really get good at it and really get no opportunity to show that I've actually grokked it, as they used to say. Or I could put myself in my vehicle and head out on the highway and trust Siri and other elements that will guide me on my way to take me where it is that I'm supposed to be. So here I was in the drive up. I stopped at my favorite motel along the highway. It was in Yreka, California. It's a beautiful and fabulous and luxurious Motel 6. I know it's not a lot, but when you come in at 1 at night and you leave at 6 in the morning, it's good enough. And you know, if you just make sure you pull the bedspread back before you lay down, everything's fine. I probably shouldn't have said that, but hey, here I am. Here I am. So there I was in the Motel 6, and I remembered their motto. What was their motto? We'll leave the light on for you. Sucked me right in, got me there every time. But more than the price, more than the idea that it was something for me, that they'd leave the light on for me. And I thought of that while I was there just 2 nights ago. And I remember incarnating. I know you remember incarnating. Just that sort of time before you came in and you were actually a part of this dimension. And you were getting your last-minute instructions, and you're getting your last bit of information, and go, yeah, I got to work on this and this and this, and these are the people I chose and everything. And I'm so excited. And then you start to go, and then from the back you hear, we'll leave the light on for you. The cosmos is always there. The cosmos has left the light. It may have hidden it in one of the dark corners of our own being for a temporary time, but it's still there. And to me, that's really comforting to know that the light is on for me all the time. As I choose to recognize it, as I choose to flick the switch, as I choose to bask in the rays of the sun, as I choose to look right at Mount Shasta as I drive by it. Life is delivering moments to us, and these moments have always been there. We now have an awareness, thanks to all the work that's been done for the last 30 and 40 years by light workers, people who chose to take responsibility for their self and their own presence to raise the collective vibration of the planet. Reverend Dick, you were talking about the world peace, the world prayer. I reflected back immediately to the World Peace Meditation that began in 1987. And for those that were around when that collective idea began that said, you know what, if we all speak, or we all hold a vision together in the same moment, we can make a change. And just a handful of people got together in those early days. And at the same time around the planet, everyone did a peace prayer. 1987 is when it began, along with that harmonic convergence, that great celestial event that some people remember. In San Luis Obispo and on the West Coast, our time of prayer was 3 a.m. in the morning. So it took a huge commitment to get up at that hour. And yet we did. And a handful of people showed up, and we held the space, and we collectively felt that vibration and started it, and then went and had breakfast. Year after year, we did it. By the second year, 1989, shifts were beginning to happen in the world. You remember that the Berlin Wall, for some unknown reason, started to crumble from within and without. The prayer did it. Apartheid began to shift in South Africa. It began to shift from the way it was to a new form. It was the prayer. We kept holding to that. That prayer still goes on. That peace meditation of holding a vision collectively. We are being reintroduced to the level of power that we each have, that we have forgotten. In a culture that took it away from us, we're not here to talk about that. But we are here to talk about what is happening to us in this new vibration. And the new vibration is about hearing, accepting, listening, and then taking a step with it. This is the part that's been missing in so many. There's always information. There's always opportunities for new visions of things. And you get them and you take them and you put them on the shelf and they look really good on the piano or they look good in the bookshelf. And then you go, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to work on that. And the next thing you know, a new vibration comes in. We are here about taking action. So this morning, I am here to invite you through a few simple activities that we're going to collectively do, if you choose, to jumpstart the memory of who we are. So I always ask, are you willing? Because I would be disrespectful if I didn't ask you that. Are you willing? Yes. All right. So I invite you now just to tune into your own being, whatever that means to you in this moment. And let's start with the breath. Just invite you to take a breath. Notice what that does for you. There's such a thing as fast food breathing. And if you know what I'm talking about, basically we gulp air to get something done. That's more of a Western adaptation of it. We're about doing things. So we get the air and then go out and do something. When the lung is set up, that the largest volume is in the lower part. And yet we have this sort of abdomen thing going, that it's supposed to be really look such and such a way, and then it'd be ripply and all of that. And all that does is impact and causes the breath to stay up higher. And I'm not saying that's not a good thing, but what I'm saying is be aware. So we're going to free the abdomens this morning. Free the abdomens! Free the abdomens! So we're just going to go ahead and put our hand on our solar plexus right here. And it's only to become aware of where we want the air to go. Because when you start letting the chi and the life force serve you, oh my, oh my, will you be served. So take a breath and watch this, the hands here so we can watch it move out. Free the abdomens. And just take that. And each time, take about 4 breaths on your own. So just to the point where you start to get that woozy feeling where you go, oh, I got to stop this. Let the life force flood through you. Let the life force touch your cells. Reawaken the systems. Realign the vibration. Let it do its dance. Let it do its work. And just become aware of that. If you've been around an infant lately, you've seen that they breathe in a continual process. They breathe in, they breathe out. They breathe in and out. In that circle of breath, the body is nurtured and brought to higher vibration, and then it is cleansed and cleared. When the breath gets interrupted, that's when we start storing the stuff, and the stuff calls. So go back to the breath. Go back to the breath, always. Go to that place. This will reawaken and open those locks within you that say, this is who I am. Become aware now of your feet. And become aware of your presence in the chair. Feel the chair against your body in the back. Become aware of the sensation of the touch. And know that despite what has gone on in your specific life, the forms, you're being called in these times to go to the body and to come home to the body. The spirit world is waiting for us to make connection with the earth. And then we can dance in between that and be our full selves. So go to the feet. The earth is waiting to feed power, to give us the presence, to give us the strength to deal with whatever comes into our moments of living. So I invite you to take one of your feet and lift it and then stomp it onto the earth and do another. Listen to that sound. It's like thunder in the distance. Just keep doing a little bit. Get that foot going. The native cultures, they have dances that invite the feet to hit the earth. This is not some sort of idle dance move. It is literally the root chakra connecting with the earth and pulling that energy forward to be used and cleared and worked with by us. And when you put that together in a vibration, it is potent, it is powerful. It reinvites us to be strong and to be fully in our presence and power when we go, Wani Wachi Alo. Wani Wachi Alo. Walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. From the Lakota tradition in the plains, I stand here between heaven and earth, dangling like a puppet in the vibration of the all that is. Wani Wachi Alo, Wani Wachi Alo, Wani Wachi Alo, Wani Wachi Alo. Walk on Ketanka, 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 walk on Ketanka. The breath begins the vibration. It calls us back and feeds us and nourishes us. The connection with the earth gives us our power back. And we stand fully in the presence, able to be present with what occurs in our moments of living. This is our design, I believe. And it's an invitation for you to consider it. Or as Rod Serling used to say, submitted for your approval. Now, I'm going to invite you to stand up and claim something that is very, very potent in my opinion. So I invite you, if you'd like, to stand up. Because this is the action to take place, to stand and say, I stand for my vibration and myself is an act of will. And that's a powerful solar plexus action. Each of us has a name. The name that we were given at birth is the name that carries the frequency of alignment. It all but defines us in terms of the essence of who we are, despite everything that's occurred after that name was given. These are times where we go back to reclaim the vibration of who we are. And I have discovered that when I speak my name, Mark Stanton Welch, I go back to the frequency that I am. And all my selves had been busy doing their thing. When they hear Mark Stanton Welch, they go, did you hear that? And they go, yeah. And they feel the power and the presence. And then you go back doing what they were doing. So the more I speak that name, the more I reclaim my realignment, reclaim my alignment. Not only that, when I speak that name, a cocoon of light surrounds me, a protection field, an energy that keeps me in my place of balance so that I am not impacted by what goes on around me. That's a bonus. And then finally, when I speak that name, all of the angelic energies and the etheric beings and guides and teachers are there available at that frequency for inspiration, for helping me find the car keys, for helping me get the parking place, for whatever. When I cross a threshold, it's a beautiful opportunity to speak my name and claim my vibration. So we're going to play with it a little bit. We don't have time to look at any baggage that may be along with that name, but do know that as it is spoken, when you go back to the original name, everything that's unlike it is like a dog getting out of the water. They shake, and all that stuff just flops off. This is the true benefit of all the times that many of us spent on the couches talking our story in the 70s and 80s. As we dealt with our stuff, that raised the collective vibration so that now we just have to shake it and it moves. Please entertain that as possibility. On the count of three, I'm going to invite you all to speak your true name out loud, your first, your middle, and your last. Take a breath, be aware of your feet, and speak the name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. All right, just twist and move a little bit, because sometimes stuff gets stuck in the body, and we just want to let it move. And we're going to speak that name again. Work that neck. Boy, our shoulders, when you get tough shoulders, you're carrying the weight of the world. On the count of three, speak that true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. All right, I'm starting to feel it. Work those face muscles. This is a good one because the face carries so much stuff. So it's moi, 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 moi. Lizard on a rock. All right, you got it. One more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Now, we take action and step into that name. I'm inviting you with your right foot. I know you don't have a lot of room, but it's a little baby step. You're going to take a step forward with your right and step into that frequency as you speak it. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Oh, man, you should have felt that up here as you came at me. Security, please. Security. All right, go back. Left foot. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Right hand, present, and your right foot. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And hear those voices start to claim that frequency. Left side, one, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. So it is. Right foot, both hands. Oh, my God. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Woo. Left side, both hands. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Both hands, both feet. Good luck. Okay, one, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. All right, be in that frequency for a moment. Feel the vibration of your being. See how all those cells went, what? Yes. The cells, if they could talk, they would be saying this word, huzzah. This is a classic phrase that carries heart chakra rhythm, second chakra, all things. So let's do it. One, two, three. Huzzah. I know you got one in you. Come on. One, two, three. Huzzah. All right. Feel the frequency. The raising of vibration is the reclamation of our true being. It sometimes shows up as heat. It sometimes shows up as this particular vibration. Take a breath. Be aware of your feet. Stand in the presence and power of that name. And if you can hold on a little longer and stand for yourself, we're going to go ahead and release something. Because the other piece is, we carry a lot of garbage that we don't need anymore. And no disrespect to the actual moments that created that garbage. By garbage, I mean it's the stuff that no longer carries the true vibration of us. So today's a good day to let it go. And if all we have to do is make an intention, which is my point of action, and my solar plexus engages. Sorry, I couldn't get away from the mic. Where my solar plexus says, and then universe goes, ah, now we can give you what we've been waiting to give you because you took the step. It's as simple as that. You know manifestation. Manifestation comes from claiming. But if I sit and wish and hope, Dusty Springfield, wishing and hoping and figging and praying. Why did I go down that road? I don't know. I love that song as a boy. We have to step forward to claim our frequency before the universe can give it back. So here we go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. Take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I let go. I let go. I let go. That's right. Now speak your name on three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Claim that space. Feel your vibration on the earth. Feel the vibration of the breath in your own physical self and all your energy bodies. I ain't gonna carry fear, that fear no more. I ain't gonna carry that fear. Take that fear. Gonna take that fear and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that fear no more. I ain't gonna carry that fear. I let go.
I let go.
Yes, I let go. Speak the true name on three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Anger. I ain't gonna carry that anger no more. I ain't gonna carry that anger. I'm gonna take that anger, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that anger no more. I ain't gonna carry that anger. I let go.
Hallelujah.
I let go. Whisper that name on three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. It doesn't matter the volume. It's the intent behind it. And let's just go with dis-ease. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease no more. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease. I take that dis-ease. I lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease no more. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease. I let go. Yes, I let go. Take a breath in. And by intention, by the power of your own vibration, that which is not of your true vibration has been released. Sure, you can call it back. But why would you want to? We sang as if. Sometimes we have to be as if for a while until things catch up. We are in the physical dimension where time and space do their thing. So here we are. We have breathed. We have taken the breath and reclaimed our vital energy. We have connected with the earth and realized we are not alone. We have this vibration that feeds us and cleanses and clears us and empowers us. We took the name back and we invited ourselves to go home and to come back to that frequency. Whenever I cross a threshold, I speak my name. And one of these days, I'll get on the plane and go, Mark Stanton Welch. But still, that part of me comes, I go, Mark Stanton Welch. I'll be there. I'll be there. And then we chose to sing and let go. Singing activates all of the chakras. Please do not be silenced. These days of swallowing the words and holding on to things are over. It's a choice. Before you go to bed at night, you go into the bathroom, turn on the water, and you stand over the commode, and you speak everything you wanted to speak during the day that you didn't get spoken. And you speak it out, and you say it, and if it's too loud, and people are going, shut up in there, you don't. You just keep going, and you let it out. And then when it's all over, you feel light, you flush. And down goes that energy to be used in the highest good for all involved. Absolutely. This is mystery school stuff. Before they actually had commodes, but I'm saying, you use the frequency. You consciously choose is what we're doing. That's what we're doing today. So notice that. Okay, so I'm going to invite you to sit down. Hallelujah. Security, please. I love it. I love it. We could do 10,000 things, and I would love to do it, and that is a good one. All right, just to bring this to conclusion, because Mr. Clock is going very fast. I want you to remember how you feel today. And truthfully, if you don't remember a thing, your cells have the experience. And all you have to go is, something happened at church today. What was that? Who was that guy? It doesn't matter. But you've got a vibration that is within you now that has raised us up. So it's not going to go back because you chose to be here today. Your higher self knew that something was going to happen today and you showed up. So here's the last piece. Whatever comes out of these beautiful mouths, these words that are spoken, I invite you to be present with what it is that you're saying. The universe always says yes. You understand what I'm saying? The universe always says yes. I am sick and tired of this stuff. Universe says, yes. And so I get stuff to be sick and tired over. I'm just so stupid. What was I thinking? Universe says, yes. Here are opportunities to prove your stupidity. It just is so loving, and it gives us our opportunity to be present with what we speak. So we have the choice in any moment to speak words, to let sound come out that is healing all around us as well as ourselves, as well as feeding our belief system and reprogramming our subconscious mind that then brings the patterns and frees things in our life. Wow, that was a mouthful. So what am I talking about? We're going to say a few phrases. Here's one. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Oh, if it were so. Say it again. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Again, all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Feel those words. All life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And now I start paying attention. If that's what's going to happen, I want to see it. I want to experience. So I create the invitation for it. And finally, the last phrase I want to drop on you. How does it get better than this? This phrase, all your angelic energies around going, they hear, how does it get better than this? Oh, you want to see? Okay, well, here. And then you say, well, how does it get better than this? And they go, yeah, well, we're going to try this. And then you go, well, that's all right, but how does it get better than this? So you keep upping the idea, and you keep inviting the higher frequencies into your life. We all know the lower frequency stuff. We've been there. We got our stuff. And you don't have to let go of any of that knowing this information today. What you've got is some rich screenplay material now. Your life becomes your screenplay that is vehicle to share information. But tending our own garden is what we're doing. So come on, how does it get better than this? Again, how does it get better than this? You know, if you put the emphasis on a different syllable, it sounds as different, you know? How does it get better than this? How does it get better than this? How does it get better than this? Come on, how does it get better than this? Come on, show me. How does it get better than this? You're inviting the universe to show up for you. And now you look. I'm going to be out at my CD table, man. I'm saying, how does it get better than this? Really, not really. Be present in your vibration. I came today to share something through the music and through the beauty of connecting with musicians, powerful beings, all of us. And when you came, it really upped the ante a lot, and it brought the vibration to a higher frequency. I am so grateful to have had an opportunity, to have been an opportunity, I like that, to have been an opportunity to be present. So thank you so much. Speak your name on three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. Huzzah! Huzzah!
Thank you, Mark. Free the abdomen. Okay. And now we have an opportunity to share our gifts with our world and our community. I invite you, as the ushers come forward, to take your offerings in your hand. And I will say the blessing, and you can repeat the words with me after that. Divine love, as me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Together. Divine love, as me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Amen.
Okay, in the middle of this song, there's a part that's going to invite you to be a part of it. If you remember a group called the Mills Brothers did beautiful music, and they also used their voices as instruments, like horns. Or they did scatting. There's going to be an opportunity for you to bring your voice into it. When you choose to bring your voice into it, even if it's like, la, 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 yes! It's about freeing up that frequency. So I'll let you know when we get there.